Hey, it's Paul Stanley here on Podcast Rock City.
Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Mr. Sunny Hollywood Pony.
I'm still laughing because I said he was on Spike instead of Skype.
Yes.
So wrong.
Yeah. And
yikes.
Podcast Rock City's resident nudist, PRCBZ.
Wow, I achieved a nickname so quickly with that one. It didn't take long.
Yeah, I've been holding that one in since your text message. So
what can I say? You know, I'm dedicated. I can be floating in the hot tub. You guys call, and I get out, and I'm on the show. So, you know, find someone else who would give that up for you.
Absolutely. I'll tell you the thing that I learned the most today. This is the truth. This is a life lesson for every one of you guys. Always remember this. At 104 degrees, slowly dip the junk in. Don't do it too fast.
Yeah. You don't want to poach your eggs.
Yes. They can have very negative results if you dip into that hot tub too quick.
Oh, my goodness. All I heard was you'll scream. I'm like, I don't want any of that. Anyway, yep. You guys are listening to Podcast Rock City. Thank you very much for listening. You'll notice there's four of us. We have a fun show for you. We're going to play a new game show that Mr. Hollywood has created for us. And but before we get to that, we're going to talk a little bit about the about last week's show. Last week's show, we did Ace's top 10 solo album songs, and it had to be post his Kiss solo album, so anything after. And a bunch of you guys sent in lists, and I was super happy, and thank you guys very much for doing that. Don't forget, Podcast Rock City 1.
That's the number one.
All right, at gmail.com. What the fuck? You guys can send us letters about anything, and you guys do. Man, if you guys have an idea, and you go, I'd really like to hear their idea on, you know, whatever. Whose costume has been the best over the years? Whose is the worst? You know, whatever you guys want us to talk about, you say. Now, here's the thing. If it's super complex, it might be hard. So try to keep it a little simple. But we do our best. So I want to read these lists. Brad Rustoven, Big Bad Brad.
Yeah!
Basically sent in a letter. Hey guys, I'm with Sonny. I didn't include any Todd songs. I went with all Ace written, lead vocals, and represented each album. Also, no covers or instrumentals. Here they are, 10 to 1. 10 through 1. Take Me to the City, Sister, Space Invader, Lost in Limbo, Foxy and Free, Insane, Rock Soldiers, Rockin' with the Boys, otherwise known as Beth 2, Words Are Not Enough, and Shot Full of Rock is number one. That just says Brad. Thanks, Brad. That was awesome. Good list.
Oh, yeah,
any
Brad.
Surprises for you guys?
Well, you know, there's only one thing wrong with that list.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Okay, what was it?
It's got Anomaly songs.
Oh, jeez. Vicious.
Hateful.
Wonder what his trip is.
Doug Middleton, now he did not send in a list. He just sent something in. And so it just says, Fraley is chili. Priceless. I think that's something Sonny said because it says, love Hollywood. Great addition to the podcast. Did you say Fraley is chili?
Yes, I did.
Nice. That is pretty funny. All right, let's see. Kevin Bowles. Hey, Kevin, how you doing? It says, hey, guys, I do enjoy some of his newer stuff, but none of them enough to crack the top 10. My top 10 Ace non-Kiss songs are Five Card Stud, Calling to You. I like that song. Back to School, Shot Full of Rock. I know this one is crazy, but it's true. 1+1, cheesy song, but Ace's solo is absolutely killer in the song. Number 5, Insane, Time Ain't Running Out, Rock Soldiers, Trouble Walking, and Into the Night. Great show this week, as always. Thanks, man. Like, we totally appreciate it. We try our hardest.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Let's see. I know I got more. I just got to find them. Here we go. Bradley Bowmaster.
B-Rad.
Yeah, B-Radley. A warning, Sonny, list contains covers. Oh, no. Hold on.
And Anomaly. You should have had that warning there, too.
Oh, boy. I can't believe you guys hate on Anomaly. That's so crazy to me.
We Got Your Rock, Fraley's Comet, Mission to Mars, Spaceman, Five Card Stud, Trouble Walking, Into the Night, Fraley's Comet, Emerald featuring Slash, Origins 1. It says hearing Ace's influence in Slash's playing is too cool to ignore. Shot Full of Rock, Trouble Walking, Change, Space Invader, Something Moved, Fraley's Comet, Calling to You, Fraley's Comet, and Outer Space Anomaly. Boom! Is his number one song. Now go, Sonny. He's nothing to say.
Sonny's speechless horrible. Right now.
Horrible. I almost fell over. I'm thinking about putting my giblets in 110 degrees instead of 140. And see how it goes.
Okay, boy. That does it for our list, but thank you guys for sending them in. If I missed any, sometimes they go, it's really weird because sometimes they won't show up for like 2 or 3 days after you send them because the internet, that's why. I don't understand it. But thank you guys for sending those in. That is awesome. Let's get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
I was talking to Brent earlier today, and he said Kiss added a show in the middle of the summer. Brent, you saw it?
Yeah, it's a European show. Sonny, what was the date on that? Was it like June or?
Yeah, June 12th, 2020, Download Festival with Iron Maiden.
Right. Iron Maiden. Oh, man, yeah. Let's go. Can we all go?
I'd love to go.
Brent, sure. Do you have a plane, Brent?
I do not have a plane, but I've got a great place we can stay in London. Let's do it.
Oh, man. I don't know if I could handle being around that many people. Could I stand in the back?
If you stand in the back, you're closer to the front. That's how big it is.
Really?
You need to think about that one for a minute, I think.
I'm totally confused. Okay. All right. So, Kiss. So what does this mean? This means that Kiss is nowhere near ending this tour, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
So we're talking about is that the last show that we have on the list? And we know the cruise is coming up next month, and it's not that far away. I mean, it's really like, 30 days away or less before we get to the pre-parties that are going on with Ace and Sebastian Bach, and then the cruise.
Yeah, and then Australia, then New Zealand, then Japan, then off till March. Then there's those three shows that they had to redo, and now there's this new show.
Yeah, wow. So I think we can expect it to run. It sounds like they're going to be back in Europe during festival season next year, so, you know, probably hitting some of the bigger festivals again through the summer next year, and who knows where again after that. I mean, they haven't done a proper South American tour yet, so this thing could keep rolling.
Man, I really hope that they hit somewhere close to Georgia again so I could go again. That would be fun. Anyway, so that's one of the things that's going on with the with Kiss. And I guess that's fine. They're not ending. If you go to kissonline.com, I saw something I thought was really cool. Somebody in Australia in a mine apparently has chiseled away and I guess put Kiss faces into the mine, it says it's an opal mine. So, and then painted the walls. If you guys haven't seen this, it's pretty cool and maybe a little bad. I mean, well, actually, now that I'm looking at it, it looks like there might be like a bunch of famous faces chiseled in. So now I guess it's okay. Because to the right, it looks like there's Charlie Chaplin, and that's pretty awesome. I'm not sure if I'm all about, you know, destroying nature in order to display Kiss.
Nope.
No. Jody. Nope.
I mean, that's what they make posters for. I mean,
yeah, good point. Anyway, so check. Now, I'm going to tell you something that I've been noticing, and this is super cool. On Kiss Online, all of a sudden, they're starting to show more and more people's Kiss collections, which is very unique and interesting. I do know that it's the anniversary, right around, it's a few days ago, was the anniversary of the Kobo Arena shows that they just had, and they made a big deal about that for a year. But there is, I've seen two on here now, collecting Kiss. And Kenny Bagley, who we all know, sent in a picture of his collection. Dude, this guy's got the stuff, man.
Yeah, man. Kenny's out of control.
He's out of control.
In the best way.
Yeah. Good for you, Kenny.
Right.
I think it's awesome.
I do, too.
As far as anything else goes, I haven't heard a whole lot of other news.
So two things. One is John 5 released something that said he has stuff Gene doesn't have, so that's probably going to piss Gene off.
I heard that.
And then this whole thing about Ace, Paul, and Gene have been text messaging each other. Ace came back out on a new interview saying, "I'm not taking Tommy money." And my question is, how does he know how much Tommy makes?
Insufficient data at the moment.
He went online to and Googled Tommy Thayer net worth.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
I think Ace's whole deal is like he wants his equal cut, and he assumes that Tommy doesn't get that. You know what I mean?
Right. He probably knows Tommy doesn't get 25% across the board, and maybe that's what he wants.
Yeah. I don't think that Paul and Gene are really too worried about all that. You know what I mean? Maybe at that very last show, whenever that maybe make a come out and bow with them or something, but I don't even think that they'll play with them at this point. Do you guys?
I don't know.
I gotta tell you, this is the kind of thing that leaves a bad taste in my mouth. I am so sick and tired of hearing this shit about Tommy, and it's just I understand that there's some people out there that, for whatever reason, being this fucking dead horse, yeah, don't like the fact that he's wearing the makeup. It's not Tommy's fault. If somebody called me right now, my phone rang right now and said, "We need you to put the makeup on and be Fat Spaceman," I'm going to be there.
We also need you to play right-handed. What are you going to do about that?
I'll play right-handed. I'll need the air guitar, that bad boy. You know? But my point is, come on, man, this is, and then Ace, let it go, man. Fuck. It's like, jeez, let it go, dude. If you got in the band, you would not get Tommy money. So you don't have to actually say it like that. It's just like dick move to me, just personally, you know? It's just like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's just, after a while, you start going, oh, wow, look at that, you know? It's just, Anyway,
Aces. I think this money thing is going to be a problem because so Dokken, I think it's been like 18 months now, but they did 6 shows in Japan that paid like $1 million, and George wanted everybody split it evenly. And Don's like, no, that's not happening. I'm taking half of it. You guys split the rest.
Damn, the Don Dokken gets half. That dude can't even sing, man.
Right? He can't even sing anymore.
But his thing was, that's more money than you guys make in a year. You want to do the gigs? I'm in, but I'm taking half. That's how it is. Right? So he could have given a shit. He goes, I don't need to do them, so I don't really care. But if you guys want to make more money than you make in a year at 6 gigs, then this is the deal, period.
Wow.
And he was ready to let it go. So my guess is, I hope money doesn't end this thing, but it could.
I think Kiss is doing just fine without Ace. And Ace is doing just fine without Kiss. Like, there's two entities and they're both cool. So I don't see why it's always got to be something where Ace has got to come back. You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah. And it's like, all right. So look, truthfully, the last show, I would like to see Ace come out and do 2 or 3 songs, bow at the, you know, and leave, and then come back out at the end for Rock and Roll. I would like to see that. Okay? And one of the cool things I think that that'll do is that'll fatten up the set list. Ace comes out, he does whatever, 3 songs. He sings that, you know, that Ace sings, and man, that changes things. It gives Paul a little relief too, you know?
Yeah.
And
that's
then,
perfect. You know, yeah. Ace gets to play Rocket Ride and Shock Me and, you know, and New York Groove, and then join them for the encore. Instead of having Eric do Beth, Peter can do Beth and join them for the encore and take their bows and, you know, I'll take home a little paycheck and have some fun. Jeez, it doesn't have to be the big deal.
Right, it's just after a while, here's what's happening. You're turning us all off with your mouth. Your mouth is turning us off, and it's just... Once again, you're going to pit people up against each other, and it's just really depressing. It's like, it's just like, you know, Tommy, I've yet to read an interview where Tommy says anything bad about Ace. Now, am I wrong? Has it happened? Have you guys read it?
Well, I haven't read anything.
No, I haven't read anything.
It's in
either.
His contract. He's not allowed to say anything bad about Ace. I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
But if you remember, Sabbath had the same problem, and Bill Ward didn't go out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but imagine if Tony hadn't gone out. That might be different.
That's a different situation.
Yeah.
Do you guys see anything else?
Nope. No?
Nope.
All right. That's good. We had some good news and some bad news, but news. Well, we're still waiting on the rest of the tour dates through the summer, through the winter, see what happens. Let's get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
Sonny has come up with a new game for all of us to play. You know, we love games around here. Kind of breaks up the regular conversations that we normally have about records or things that have happened with Kiss. And they're always fun. So, Sonny, tell them about the game.
Okay, so this game is all about numbers. We're going to talk about a few different topics, and I'll explain the topics as we ask the questions. But there's like 6 or 7 different topics. Basically, what's going to happen is I'm going to read a question or statement, and each contestant's going to give me an answer, and I'll call on the contestant to give me an answer. And basically, we're doing it like The Price is Right. So since we're talking numbers, you're going to give me a number that's closest to the actual number without going over. Whoever's closest to without going over gets a point, and then we move on to the next question. So we got 30 of them. Now, if you hit it dead on, I'll give you 2 points, okay?
So,
just so you know. All right, so you guys ready?
I'm ready. How are we going to figure out who goes first?
I already got that figured out.
Okay.
Because it doesn't matter because you're all going to have a chance.
So, okay, that's true.
Okay, so the first topic is length of album. And what we are looking for is the closest without going over, and we are looking for the length of the Lick It Up album. Brent, you're up first. In minutes and seconds. That's what we're looking for.
Well, I'm not going to bother with the seconds because I've got no clue. Let's see. 47.
Jody.
I'd say it's shorter than that. I'm going to go with like 34-27.
Joe.
I'm going to go with 35.
35. The answer is 41-27. Joe wins that point.
Ooh, I might have a chance at winning a game show.
It's possible.
Oh my goodness. Well, as long as Sonny's not playing, then I have a better chance.
So how long was Lick It Up then?
41-27.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so next topic is the Billboard 200. So that's the album charts. We are looking for how high Kiss self-titled went, the first Kiss album. How high did it get on the Billboard 200? We're going to start with Jody.
Not very high, I don't think. Maybe like, I don't even know if it cracked the top 100, but I'll guess like maybe 88.
88. Joe.
I think it was 70.
70. Brent.
I'll go 75.
The answer was 87. Jody gets that point.
Lucky guess. And there's no cheating, no looking it up on Google over there.
This is going to be hard because some of these you can't even look up.
Cool. What number did Jody guess?
88.
Didn't he go over?
Oh yeah, that is over.
I mean, not that he can't have the point.
Good call. Brent got that point. Ooh.
No, I have a distinct advantage. I have to come out and admit this. I played this game once before on the live show already last 2 weeks ago with Sonny.
So. Different questions, though. Different questions.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so but if it's like Price is Right, if I was over, then yeah.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Right. No, that's all right. I just wanted to make sure it was the same rules this time, Sonny. That's
my bad on that one. Okay, next topic is how high did this single chart on the Billboard 100? But this one's in Germany. So how high did it get on the Germany charts? And the single we're looking for is Shout It Out Loud with the B-side of Sweet Pain. Joe.
16.
16. Brent.
25.
Five. Jody.
Dude, I'm going to pull the one. I know that didn't go to number one, but it's like the dollar bid, right?
Yeah.
That's the dollar
bid. So Shout It Out Loud and Sweet Pain in Germany got to number 32. So Brent got that. Okay. Next topic is how many times did this band open for Kiss?
Mm.
And we are talking about Cheap Trick. Brent, you're up first.
Oh, that was, I think, a lot. I'm going to say 41.
41. Jody.
67.
67. Joe.
50.
Okay, you're all over. It's under 41. We'll start over. Brent.
Okay. 23.
23. Jody.
36.
36. Joe.
38.
38. The answer was 29.
Damn.
Brent got that one too.
For real? They've only played 29 shows with Kiss?
29 shows.
God, that just doesn't seem like enough, but
yeah.
I mean, I always think of those. Didn't they like play on full tours with them back in the day?
Yeah, and those tours seemed so long, but
yeah, I got that right out of the Kiss, that book that has all the shows in it.
Yeah, Live Forever.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, the next one's also open for Kiss, and we are looking for Queensryche.
Oh,
we're
going to
start with Jody.
I knew you were going to say Queensryche. They've opened Queensryche for a bunch.
28.
Joe.
32.
32. Brent.
Okay, I know they opened for them for part of one tour and then part of another. So wasn't a complete tour. What were the two guesses so far? What numbers?
28 and 32.
I'll go 27.
27. The answer is 56.
Whoa.
Joe won that one. Man.
Did they do a full tour?
They must have. I think they did most of Animalize. That's why.
Okay. Yeah. Well, God, that's a lot of dates.
So like double as many times as Cheap Trick, basically. Yeah. That's crazy.
All right. The next topic is actual Kiss trivia. And we're looking for how many shows did Eric Carr perform with Kiss? And we're going to start with Joe.
Uh, 105.
Okay. Brent.
Oh man, I used to know this. God, 200.
Jody.
I'm going to do the 201, even though it's way, way higher than that.
The answer is 653.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Over like 11 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I was hoping that you guys were all going to shoot really high, and then I was low. I didn't have to say one.
Yeah, there was a cool graphic in Ultimate Classic Rock that had like the numbers of each of them played. I remember that. It was awesome.
All right, so Jody won that one.
Finally on the board, man. Okay. Jeez.
You got a point. All right, next one is opened for Kiss. How many times has this band opened for Kiss? And we are looking for Vandenberg. Brent, you're up first.
However many times, it's that many times too many.
Too many, yes.
Wow.
Brent, you're saying 11? 11. Yeah. Okay, Jody.
Dude, when I was a kid, I thought Vandenberg, he had his own signature guitar, and it was so cool looking. It was a PV Vandenberg. You remember those? You guys remember those?
I don't.
They were awesome. Anyways, what was the first bid?
11.
I'll say 25.
25. Joe.
I'm going to go with 1.
1. The answer is 37.
Shit.
31 out.
I prefer Vandenberg Halen.
So how many were Cheap Trick again?
Cheap Trick was 29.
21?
29.
They opened for Kiss more than Cheap Trick.
Everyone thinks of like Kiss and Cheap Trick like they always were teamed up in the 70s, I always thought.
Yeah.
I guess not.
No.
It's because of the, you know, the reference in the song and everything.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that, but... Huh.
Okay, so the next topic is Spotify data. So let me explain this. So Spotify, you can tell how many monthly listeners a band has. You can tell how many monthly listens or all-time listens a song has. So to give you some context... Monthly listeners on Spotify today for Drake are 41.7 million. For Desmond Child is 5,000. For Master Shooter is 86,000. So you kind of get an idea.
Yeah. Right? Hey, is there any way you can find out for my band? Does it say?
Yeah, I doubt. Are you on Spotify?
Yeah, I think so.
Really? Are you on Spotify? Really?
I don't know.
I need to see this now. What's the band's name again?
Bay City Psychos.
Bay City Psycho, that's right.
Dude, when Joe was in town, we went to D-Rocks and recorded something, and I'm going to go over there and finish it, and we'll have it. And you guys are going to love it.
I thought it was on Spotify.
Bay City Psychos do not exist on Spotify.
No, really?
How about the Bay City Rollers?
The Bay City Rollers exist, and they have 383,000 monthly listeners. So to give you an idea of all-time listens, like Shape of You by that Ed dude, has 2 billion listens. Yeah.
2 billion.
Has
2 billion.
Ed, dude.
Okay. What about like a Thriller or something on Spotify?
Thriller, I think, is... Let's see.
You can tell none of us have ever used Spotify.
Thriller is not in the top 5. Billie Jean is the number one song at 581 million.
Wait, not in the top 5 Michael Jackson songs? Thriller?
Thriller is not. The top 5 is Billie Jean, Beat It, Don't Matter to Me, Smooth Criminal, and Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Which one is Don't Matter to Me?
I don't know. It says Don't Matter to Me with Somebody. It's with Drake.
It was one of the last ones before that redo album thing.
Okay. Yeah.
But no PYT. Right. That's criminal.
Okay, so you kind of get an idea of what Spotify is. All right, so the next topic is Spotify. We are looking for the all-time listens for Speeding Back to My Baby. Jody, you're up first.
All-time listens for Speeding all-time Back. I'm going to say somewhere around 8,000.
8,000. Joe.
I'm going to say 13,000.
13,000. Brent.
I'm going to say 13,001.
13,001.
Dick move.
The all-time listens for Speeding Back to My Baby.
It's in the hundreds of
thousands. 700,835.
Damn. Better than I thought it would be.
That's not too far from my guess. I would have said like 725,000. So.
Okay, so here's something important to note. First of all, that many plays for that song, Kiss has received 8 cents. Because those fuckers. And my damn band is on Spotify. I'm looking right at it. I just want to make sure.
Really? Because I typed it in.
It's because you have no plays.
It's true.
I'm joking.
That might be true. But still, I'm looking at it, so I feel a little better about myself now. But now I don't really care anymore. So let's move on. Let's see. I was like, son of a bitch, those people took me off Spotify.
That's weird. Okay. Next one is singles charting on the Billboard 100. We are looking for In Australia. How high did Reason to Live with Thief in the Night on the B-side get? Joe.
In Australia, right?
In Australia.
26. Boom.
26. Brent.
What song?
Reason to Live with Thief in the Night on the B-side.
Oh, 41.
Jody.
12.
12. The answer is 85.
Damn it.
So Brent took that one. Okay, one more, and then I'll give you the scores. Okay. We are looking for Spotify data, and we are looking for the all-time listens for the Kiss classic, I Can't Stop the Rain. Brent.
Okay.
125,000. Jody.
223,141.
Joe.
250,000.
The answer is 223,141.
No, it's not.
I'm bullshitting.
I was like, what?
The answer is actually 469,396.
Okay.
Which puts Joe in the winning spot there. All right. So the score so far.
But hang on. Let's tell them what the deal is with that, because this is what I learned that kind of blew my mind, to see numbers like that for songs like that on Spotify.
I was just thinking that.
What Sonny and the other guys playing this game on the live show were telling me, if you just put randomly on Spotify, say, you know, play me random Kiss songs, it'll throw that song in there. So it's not like you wanted to hear that song or you love that song. But I think if you listen to 20 seconds of it before you hit skip or whatever, it's considered a play, something like that, Sonny?
Yeah, 30 seconds and you get the play.
So if it takes them 30 seconds to, like, run to the keyboard and hit the space bar or whatever to eject the song, you know, Kiss still gets their 2 cents. Or 0.002 cents. It still counts as a play for Peter.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So the score right now: Brent's at 5, Jody's at 2, Joe's at 3.
Ooh, it's all within striking distance.
Yep, it's a tight game.
I'm gonna start playing this game like I would if I was on The Price Is Right.
Who dares wins on Podcast Rock City?
All right, you're going to love the next question because this is Kiss Trivia.
Podcast Rock Trivia!
you don't realize how many times I had to listen to the song to figure this out.
Okay.
We are looking for how many cities does Paul himself mention in Kissing Time?
Oh, boy.
We're going to start with Jody.
I wish you would start with someone else so I could think of it in my head real quick. but at least just what the ones that Paul says are like just in the song in general.
Does just the ones Paul says, and they have to be cities.
I'm just going to guess like six.
Six. Joe.
Eight.
Eight. Brent.
Nine.
The answer is seven.
Oh.
Jody won that one. He says Charlotte, San Diego, Milwaukee, Miami, yeah. Dallas, Philly, and Atlanta. And then he also says Tennessee, but that's not a city.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Who says St. Louis? Is that Gene?
Yeah, Gene says Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cincinnati. What's the other one? There's another one. There's another. Anyway, yeah. Okay.
TJ?
Yeah, because I think he rhymes it with, because I'll be kissing you. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So Chicago. Way out in Chicago. I'll tell you what to do.
And yeah, even old St. Louis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next one is a length of an album with a twist. So there's a song, we're subtracting a song off this album, and then you're going to tell me what the length of the album is without this song, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we are looking for Alive minus 100,000 years. Joe.
Shit! 54 minutes.
54 minutes. Brent.
Alive's a double album. That's too short. That's 70 minutes.
70 minutes. Jody.
75.
With 100,000 years missing, Alive is 66 minutes and 5 seconds. So that goes to Joe. All right, we're back to Spotify data, and this time we're looking for monthly listeners. So monthly listeners are unique individuals that have listened to somebody in the last 28 days. That's what a monthly listener is.
Okay.
Okay.
And it rolls, right?
And it rolls. So it's a rolling 28. So how many monthly listeners does Gene Simmons have? Brent.
A lot. That's not a number, is it?
Don't you just put affinity there?
Yeah.
It's going to be too big.
Monthly. A million.
Million. Jody.
I say it's more than that. I'm going to go like 3.6 mil.
3.6 mil. Joe.
One.
The answer is 32,169. Congratulations, Joe.
What? That's that low?
Jeez. That low.
Crazy.
That low. That is crazy. Is that just for his like?
Listen to his solo album and asshole. That's
it. Okay. Okay.
Oh, okay. I get it. I've never used Spotify, so I don't
fuck with it either.
Never. I mean, I've seen the logo. That's it.
All right. So for this next topic, we are looking for the CD track number on the album for the song.
Oh man, Jody's gonna get this.
Okay. So for instance, Rise to It would be track number one, yeah. Right? Okay, so we are looking for the CD track number of Cadillac Dreams on Hot in the Shade. Jody.
I don't know the running order, but I guess it was on side B. I think it's probably about track 9 or 10 out of 15, right?
So you got to give me a number here.
I'm going to say 10.
10. Joe.
Eight.
Brent.
Splitting the difference. Nine.
Nine. The answer is nine.
Damn.
So Brent gets 2
Guys,
points.
Thank you for giving that to me. Oh,
I should have
that means that. Brent gets 2 points.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh.
And he's instantly in the showcase showdown at the end or whatever.
All right, the next topic is how many times did they open for Kiss? And we are looking for Danger, Danger, Joe. JoJo, how many times did Danger Danger open up?
I'm going to go with 26 times.
26 times. Brent. Brent, you know you're on a podcast, right?
Hmm? Oh, I'll say 18.
Okay. Jody.
29.
The answer is 28.
Damn it.
So dude. Joe takes that one. Okay. Next topic. We are looking for a length of an album, and we are looking for the length of Killers. Brent.
Ooh. Is Brent gone?
I don't know. Did we lose Brent?
It looks like he's gone.
We're experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. Thank you, Kiss Army.
All right, we're looking for the length of an album. We're looking for Killers. And you're up first.
Oh,
man! That's what I was going to say.
Jody. 43. Joe.
One.
The answer is 46 minutes and 35 seconds.
Yes!
So Jody takes that one.
Nice.
Motherfucker.
All right, next topic is charting singles on the Billboard 100, and we are looking for in the UK. For World Without Heroes with Dark Light on the B-side. Jody, what number did it get to?
World Without Heroes in the UK. I don't know, dude. I'll guess like 14.
14. Joe.
50.
50. Brent.
51.
51. The answer is 55.
God.
So Brent took that one.
If you asked me for real, I would have said 80, 81, 99. Not at all.
I'm supposed to say that.
Okay, the next topic.
The strategy of the game.
We are looking for the chart position of an album on the Billboard 200. How high did Asylum get? Joe.
12.
12. Brent.
15.
Jody.
9.
The answer is 20. Brent got that one.
God bless him, Brent. Why do we have to call him?
Okay.
Something so about being like super relaxed and naked. He's just, his mind's open right now.
I'm recording this from the hot tub. I didn't tell you. I never got out. Nice. Hear the bubbles.
Yeah.
So you're going to love this Spotify data. Because we did this on the radio show, I had some backup questions. And then because I knew we were going to do it for the podcast, I checked the numbers again. And in 7 days, the numbers changed. So this Spotify data is how many listens per day in 7 days between 9:17 and 9:23. So we're looking for listens per day of I Was Made for Loving You. Brent.
5,250.
30 feet short of a mile. Jody.
This is just for 1 day's, like an average of 1 day in a week?
Average of 1 day in those 7 days, correct. Okay.
I'm going to go a little bit higher and say like 12,000.
12,000. Joe.
One.
So for 7 days between 9:17 and 9:23, I Was Made for Loving You was listened to 1.8 million times, which makes it 257,000 a day.
Oh, my gosh.
Which gives it to Jody.
Cool. We talked about this on the radio show that you were saying that the numbers were just spiking for all of these songs because they're on tour.
That's right. And if it's in the set list, and people go to setlist.fm or whatever, they don't know Kiss. Nice. They go listen to the setlist.
That's fucking brilliant. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All that's right. That's a lot of plays for a song that was, you know, 40 years ago.
That's right.
Yeah, that's great for them.
Okay, so the 20th question. We're looking for Billboard 200 chart position for this album set.
200.
We're looking for the box set. Jody.
Out of 200, the box set? I don't even think it cracked 100. I think it was probably, I'll say 112.
112. Joe.
150.
150. Brent.
151.
151. The chart position box set got to was 128. So Jody took that one.
Nice.
All right, so let me do the math real quick.
I mean, that was not a lot of people were buying that box set compared to, like, just your regular CD. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was expensive. It was pricey, and I think, yeah. Yeah.
All right, so right now Brent has 9 points. Jody has 6. Joe has 6. And it doesn't add up to 20 right now because Brent got that extra point. So,
gotcha.
Podcast Rock City.
All right, we got 10 questions left. Still anybody's game here. And we have a tiebreaker if we need it.
Okay.
That tiebreaker is pretty interesting, too. Okay. Kiss trivia. We are looking for how old was Paul when the first Kiss album was released? Joe.
23.
Brent.
22.
22. Jody.
Damn it, I was going to say 22. I'll say 20.
You could say the same number if you want to.
I'm going to say 21.
21. The answer is 22.
Damn it. I should have won.
All right, so Brent got 2 points for that one.
What happens if you say the same number?
Nothing.
Do you both get a point?
Yeah, I give you both 2 points.
Damn it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
But you can't do that on The Price is Right.
It doesn't matter. This is our game.
Okay. I was going to say, I've never seen The Price is Right.
Sonny, okay, just tell me you're holding that big skinny mic, though, right now.
Yeah, that's right. I'm holding something.
Is that the one where people dress up and they call them down?
Oh, no, that's Let's Make a Deal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's sad. Okay, we are looking for the CD track number of Heaven's on Fire on Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits.
Oh, right. Wow. Whoops.
That changes that one. I thought I had this one in the bag.
No, I ain't making it that easy.
So Heaven's on Fire on Smashes?
Yep. Brent's up first.
7.
7. Jody?
6.
6. Joe?
8.
8. The number is 8.
Damn it, James.
Got that one on the nose. 2 points.
Okay. People know we're not cheating, otherwise we wouldn't be so dumb.
Somebody's throwing out all these stupid, awful answers.
Yeah.
Okay, so Spotify data, we are looking for how many monthly listeners for the band Kiss? Jody.
Okay, so this is actually Kiss, and if they're getting a million on one song, I'm going to say they have like...
Well, those are just plays.
Those are just plays. So, monthly listeners.
Listeners. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, fuck. I'd still say it's a lot. Like, probably 8 million.
8 million. Joe.
I'm not going to go that high. I'm going to go 127,000.
127,000. Brent.
128,000.
Yeah. He's doing the $2 move.
The answer is 7,750,611.
Oh, damn. I should
just know
I was still
Drake
closer.
Has 41 million.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Who's Drake?
I don't know.
Somebody's yeah, that's my next question.
Yeah, yeah.
My girl is an actor from Degrassi High. who became a rapper, and everybody loves him for some reason.
Never heard of him.
All right, next topic is length of album with a song missing, but in this case, I added a song. Okay. So we are looking for the length of the album, Crazy Nights, plus add You Make Me Rock Hard. Hmm. Joe.
37 minutes, 23 seconds.
Did you say 37?
Mm-hmm.
37, 28. Okay. Brent.
44 minutes.
44 minutes. Jody.
45 minutes.
45 minutes. The answer is 46 minutes and 19 seconds. Jody got that one.
Cool.
Cool.
I don't want to lose.
Six questions left.
I'm used to it.
Length of album with a song missing, right? That's the topic. But in this case, I'm basically subtracting everything off of Carnival of Souls except for Hate, Rain, and Jungle. So how long is Hate plus Rain plus Jungle? Too fucking long if you ask me. Brent, it's on you first.
18 minutes.
18 minutes. Jody.
4, 4, 4. Say 13.
13. Joe.
14.
14. The answer is 16 minutes and 11 seconds. So Joe won that one.
Nice.
Some long tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and next we are looking for a CD track number for the album for Rock and Roll All Night on Alive 3.
Oh, boy.
Jody.
22.
Oh,
wait, is that the set where they put it way up in the early part of the set, though? Damn it.
You can change your number if you want to.
Nah, I'll stick with it. Fuck it.
All right. Joe.
I'm going to go with 12.
12. Brent.
8.
8. The number is 10.
Ah.
Mm.
So Brent won that one.
Oh, wait, I won. I'm going crud. I won. I don't even know.
I don't think Rock and Roll Night works anywhere except near the end. You know, it's just, you got to save it.
I know. My first inclination was how many tracks are on there, and I can tell you the number.
Yeah, that's why I picked the question the way it was.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Next, we are looking for a length of an album. You're going to love this. We are looking for the length of the fourth disc in the Gene Vault. Joe.
Uh-oh. 55 minutes.
55 minutes. Brent.
62 minutes.
62 minutes. Jody.
42.
42. The answer is 53.03, which puts Jody the winner on that one.
It's over by 2 minutes.
I'll take it.
Okay, Spotify data, we are looking for the total listens for the 7-day period between September 17th and the 23rd. So all 7 days put together for the Kiss classic, Living in Sin. Brent.
So for the full week.
How many people listen to Living in Sin for a full week?
$12,000. Sorry for the long pause.
Jody.
For the full week on Living in Sin and knowing what we know about Can't Stop the Rain, I'm going to say like somewhere close to half a mil. So like $470,000.
$470,000. Joe.
Yeah. $13,000.
Okay, you're all over. So pick a number under $12,000.
Really?
Brent.
Okay. 1,200.
1,200. Jody.
7,000.
7,000?
7,000.
7,000. Joe.
One.
One. The answer is 764.
For real?
So Joe won that one.
So how do the Peter Criss ones get mingled in and the Gene Solo shit doesn't?
I don't know. But
The numbers for the Peter one were for
all-time listens.
All-time listens.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is just for a week.
But yeah. Even the all-time listens for I Can't Stop the Rain is 469,000. For Living in Sin, it's 113,000.
Hmm.
That makes no sense at all.
It really doesn't.
So, yeah. It is what it is.
Peter's got like a whole bank of like laptops set up in his basement streaming this shit continuously.
His mom's in the basement with it on repeat.
Yeah.
All right, two questions left. The second to last topic is Billboard 200. How high did this album get on the Billboard 200? And we are looking for double platinum. Jody. Hmm.
Double platinum. 20. Well, I don't know. It was at their height of their game. So. Fuck, I don't know. 23.
Joe.
13.
Brent.
24.
The answer is 22.
Damn.
So Joe got that one. And the last question we have is Kiss Trivia. And we are looking for how many dollars did Kiss make for the 73 Coventry show? And we are going to go to Joe first. How much did Kiss make in the 73 Coventry show?
$22.
$22. Brent?
$27.
$27. Jody?
$28.
$28. The answer is $35.
Oh, wow.
So Jody took that one. So let me do the calculations here. 1, 2, 3. So the final totals, Brent, 13. Jody, 9. Joe, 11.
Oh.
Brent is the champion.
That PSCBZ, he's got the light in his eyes and the look of a champion.
Way to go.
Wow.
I'm clapping. Way to go.
For real, congratulations, left. Brent.
Way thanks, go, sir. Brent. Thank you. I had the distinct advantage of maybe understanding the game slightly better. I won't say much better.
I understood the game. I think we understood the game. It was just... you know, it's about getting the numbers right, and that's how that worked. That was pretty fun. We should do that again.
Yeah. It's a great game, Sonny.
We could do this game 30 times. There's so many numbers with Kiss. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, that is awesome.
Yeah.
That was and a lot of fun. Let's see. Anything? Oh, Big Lots, by the way. If you go to Big Lots, apparently they have a whole bunch of Kiss dog toys. I'm just finding out about this. I meant to mention it during the news. There's actually an Animalize hoodie for your dog.
No, you're making that up.
I'm not making it up, and I'm going to go tomorrow. And I will tell you that, because my dog deserves an Animalize hoodie, I will tell you that in my vault, when I got my Gene Simmons vault, there was a Spaceman dog toy. And, of course, I didn't let my dog play with it, but when I remember looking at it and going, I've never seen this. Apparently, they're out now, the Kiss dog toys. So it's just their heads on like a tennis ball with hair and makeup, and when you squeeze them, they make noise. So that's
when
important.
When you squeeze the spaceman, does it say, ack?
Ack! No, it says... I'm making no noise for Tommy Money. Anyway.
Oh, wow. Ouch. Something kind of, I mean, as it's maybe more ridiculous than Kiss dog toys. I don't know if you guys saw, I posted it on the Facebook page. But yes, there's a reason, and you can ask me later. But I bought the new David Hasselhoff album.
Oh, my God. There's a new album?
Yes. And... inside the CD, there's a cool little letter that he wrote to everyone who worked on the album, a little replica of that. And there is a chevron-shaped black and white screened patch with black stitched edges to make you a member of the Hoff Army. And it's all, it's the Kiss Army logo. Hoff is written in the Kiss font. And it's absolutely hilarious. So
that is one of the greatest things I've ever heard.
I can't remember the name of the album. It's on Cleopatra Records. And just, you know, before people are sending me hate mail, I bought it. He's covering mostly like 80s songs like Echo and the Bunnymen and David Bowie and Modern English and Jesus and Mary Chain and stuff like that. And the people who played on the album, Ministry, DJ Swamp, Steve Stevens, Todd Rundgren, so a bunch of folks like that are on the record with him. I just thought this is too weird to pass up. So
Steve Stevens plays on this record.
That's how it came into my possession. Yes,
and you've listened to the record?
I have not gone that far with the madness, but okay. I do have it.
I'm willing to own it, but listening's a whole different issue.
Yeah, no, I bought it for the patch.
I had no idea the patch was in there. There was nothing to indicate that. I ripped it, and I'll listen to it at some point.
Very interesting.
I have a recording contract. Am I missing something?
It's Germany. He's the biggest thing in Germany. Are you kidding me? Jesus.
Well, Cleopatra Records has other stuff like this. They just did this double space-themed William Shatner CD where he covered all like songs that had to do with space, and it was the same type of deal. He had just all kinds of different rock people and you know, playing guitar, different guests on each song. So
wasn't that in the 70s?
No, that's brand. It came out last year or this year.
Oh, I mean, it's a novelty kind of thing. If you go online and just look up William Shatner,
right? He did that Rocket Man.
Oh man! Right.
So the Half Hasselhoff CD is called "Open Your Eyes." That's the name of it, and yeah, I'll look up the Shatner one now too. I have them. I bought both of them, so, you know, judge away. Shatner one's called Seeking Major Tom, and it's got everybody from The Strokes to Bootsy Collins and Lyle Lovett.
Bootsy Collins!
Yep.
Damn. It's on you, baby.
He's like, swing it, baby, Captain. Anyway, yep. All right, well, thank you for that information. Tell everybody where they can hear your lovely voice that apparently people love.
If you are not sick of me yet, you can listen to Sonny and me and whoever else we want to have on and have some fun with on Wednesday nights from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time on kgfrocks.com. You can stream the show on the not on the TuneIn app anymore. Sorry, on the Live 365 app, and check us out. We always play a Sweet 16. We spin some very unusual Kiss-related songs, and have a great time. So, listen in.
Yeah, see, there you go. Sounds awesome, and I'll be listening in on this Wednesday because I get off early.
That's
when
what
I
she
get
said.
Off for but don't bump. Sorry. All right, so thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes or that other thing that Sonny's always talking about. What is it?
Podchaser.
Thank you, Podchaser. We would appreciate them, and when we see them, we'll read them. Don't forget, you can send us a letter or a line at podcastrockcity1@gmail.com. That's the number one. And Jody, do you have anything to add?
Nope. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week.
Sonny.
Shatner and Hasselhoff are releasing new albums. I Can't Stop the Raid nearly has 500 million listens. Or a half million listens. 500 million. Oh, my God. Just bring back Pretty Boy Floyd and the Leather Boys with Electric Toys and get it over with.
They are back. They're touring.
Oh,
they're
my touring God. Right now. I'm just going to go hide in my basement.
I don't have anything else to say. Thank you, guys. For listening. We really appreciate it. I know you guys listen every week. We do appreciate it. We talk about it every week and how fortunate we are to have you guys listening. So just keep it up. Thank you very much. You're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love, and that's Kiss Podcast, by the way. because I fucking fucked up my fucking shit. And in 3, 2, 1, peace.
Man, we went the whole show and I didn't get to say titties.
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.
Bye.